In September, airport director Matthew Leitner showed me where he stores firefighting foam in white plastic containers inside a steel structure that also houses the airport's fire truck.
It smothers the fire, it deprives it of oxygen, and then, of course, takes away the source of the flame.
Leitner says the foam has never been deployed during an incident. But the federal government requires airports to test a small amount of foam each year to make sure it sprays correctly.
We don't use it regularly. We use it extremely sparingly. And we only use about 2 to 4 gallons per year, most of which goes into a bucket for mandated testing. It's not something that we play with, you know, and it's not something that we would ever play with. It's something that we would desperately need should its usage ever be warranted. But only under those circumstances would we use it.
But now the DNR is labeling the airport as a responsible party for PFAS contamination in city water, linking the contamination to firefighting foam, which contains the contaminant.
We want to see this be addressed as quickly as possible.
Chris Sari is the Northern Region Program Manager for the DNR's Remediation and Redevelopment Program. He sent the responsible party letter to the airport last Monday.
In terms of proximity to the wells, and in terms of unknown, at least storage and potentially past use of these firefighting foams, they would be the most likely a likely close by source.
Rhinelander Wells 7 and 8 are both located at the airport, and they're both shut down due to high PFAS levels. DNR investigators asked for information from nearby homes and businesses on their use of PFAS, and the agency drew its conclusions from the airport's storage and use of the foam.
We are asking them to hire an environmental consultant and start doing some more historical research and submit a work plan to us to scope out an investigation of that area to try and identify if they are a source or the source.
The DNR is ordering the airport to submit field investigation and sampling reports. Leitner says he's been fully transparent and will comply with the DNR process, but he wasn't expecting the airport to be blamed.
When they came back and said, well, we've identified you as a responsible party, it was surprising.
Leitner is confused as to how the DNR drew its responsible party conclusion simply from the fact firefighting foam is stored on the property. He says he's followed DNR recommendations and Federal Aviation Administration mandates for testing and storing the foam.
What we've been doing is what, again, I think they expect us to do. So as far as changing anything, I don't know what we can change. The containers don't leak. The truck doesn't leak. We don't discharge it. We've been adhering to all the best practices as outlined.
The DNR laid out an 11-step procedure for investigation and reporting. It directed the airport to hire an environmental consultant by early January. For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.